Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Winslow drives baseline.
Oh, a left-hand flush, the rookie. Right along the baseline. No one expected that.
Oh, the ball fake set up by the main three-pointer allows him to beat Jeremy Lin. He goes with the left-hand tomahawk crusher.
Okay, KK. All right, let's get to it, man.
Yeah.
Hashtag third hour day here on Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Yes, so long. Such a long day.
Come on, man. What would you be
doing?
He
just got back off of vacation.
Yeah, he'd be like watching some.
It wasn't really vacation.
Look,
it was
just think about this. From 3 to 4, at least you don't have to go get Lynn his coffee.
Oh, you know what? That is a valid point. Plus, he is out of his mind today because it's the first Dolphins preseason game since we took over QAM. So he is he's a little more testy than normal today.
He's not attending to us. Basically, we could do whatever we want.
Today. Oh, no, no. Today would be a perfect day to come up with some shenanigan because it won't matter.
You mean like you we could have used the machete?
Like, oh, machete today. If you want to do a wing-eating contest, today would be the day.
We were just marveling before the show started at Tom Brady's 40. And he looks so bad.
So bad. I've watched that video a million times.
It's unbelievable. First of all, his neck doesn't move.
Yeah, he's so stiff. It's ridiculous.
He looks like a stunted giraffe. I don't know what it is.
Beast, you still couldn't beat him. You couldn't beat Tom Brady in a 40 now.
No, definitely not.
Oh, no, there's no way, man. I'd
beat
a poop.
The form down.
By the way,
got the form down right.
My other foot's starting to hurt. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow.
You know, perhaps.
I know.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
It could be the weight that I'm carrying. It just might be.
You are. I'm going to tell you. Between your knees and your ankles and your feet, you're putting a lot of pressure on them.
So I was at the hotel for 5 days with Zach, 6 days with Zach, and we started using the hotel gym. I'm like, here, I'm here. Like, I might as well freaking use it, right? I got some workout in, whatever. Then all of a sudden, the next day after we left, I'm like, man, my foot hurts. I wonder, like, did I do everything I was told to do? Like, proper, you know, I got my orthotics in. I'm wearing the right shoes. Like, what did I screw up now? And I feel like it's just, I'm fat.
By the way.
Yeah.
Look.
What?
There isn't a professional athlete that has to do that much preparation to go to the gym.
Oh, no.
You are finding ways.
It took me an hour to get ready. I had to check my posture to make sure, like.
Posture?
Yeah. I had to make
sure. Where's your posture? Round. It ain't changing.
I had to make sure my inserts were
in. You don't have different body shapes.
I had to make sure
you got one. The
compression socks were on. Everything was. I had to make sure everything was tight.
In fairness, I don't feel like Beast is a sloucher. Feels like he throws those shoulders back on ice.
If he throws him back or bends over, he looks the same. Round. He's the same size. If you were to do a cartwheel right now, it just looked like a donut rolling down the street.
Oh, I had so much fun in the pool. The pool is great because it takes away like 100 pounds for me. So yeah. I could like do like flips, and I was like acrobatic in the pool. My son thought I was like awesome.
You were this hour for your chance to win $1,000. It's the summer swindle. You were this hour. If you heard the highlight coming in.
Slam.
No.
Dunk.
Crab.
Well done, Beast.
Yeah!
Justice Winslow slam.
I got to tell you, Steve. All right.
Good job, Steve.
That was a good one.
Good job.
That was a good one. But you could have went with a finger roll and miss.
Yeah, but we don't have those highlights.
Yeah, we don't keep the low lights, you idiot.
But Tobin does. Why would
No, I mean, listen, Tobin has his own sound bank of stuff that, like, no one else keeps. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
I was telling you before the show started, last night, wasn't really a whole lot to watch on TV. I was watching archives of the PGA Championship getting me ready for this weekend.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
No.
It was on last night. Great lipoma.
I turned it on the Ocho.
Oh!
Let me tell you.
The dodgeball was amazing last night. Malaysia, huge upset.
No, that's not even the worst part. They had all these events.
Then the women. Wow.
That you do in college while you're drinking.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they had cups. Bottle toss.
Yep.
You know, trying to stand the bottle up.
Mm-hmm.
Worse.
They had, and this is a twist that we would probably put on something.
Right.
Juggling dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. The one team
so
is juggling.
So one guy's
pins.
In the back. Yeah. Like the flag, like he's in the back juggling like this, the little pins, right? And the other team's trying to pin him, but everybody's playing dodgeball trying to hit the guy.
The best thing is that's a league.
That's what I was saying.
That's a league. They have a league where you juggle and play dodgeball at the same time.
I didn't. We didn't talk about this. We haven't talked much about the Moss Miami thing.
Yeah.
Juggler on the stilts, huh? Like what?
Oh, he was juggling?
Who gets it? He was walking around with pins? Like the
yeah,
glowy
no,
pins?
Oh, really? I didn't
Dan
see him juggle.
That was in the promo that Dan recorded.
I didn't see him juggle, but I saw him when he was coming down those stairs that he needed help.
Who decides these carny-type tasks?
That's a Cuban thing. Like what? When they have like carnival or something like that. That's what. That's
carny,
why he did it.
Carny seems like not the right word.
No,
I feel like it's
kind
of... I feel like it's kind of.
I can't hold on.
I feel like it's kind of negative.
I can't say carny anymore.
Nah, I feel like carny's not good anymore.
What are you talking about?
No,
are you
serious? Yeah, I don't think carny's
there's like a carny coalition that's not going to allow me to say that. Like they're going to be stampeding outside of our station
with stilts and juggling.
We're amusement workers.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I just don't think carny is the appropriate vernacular.
Oh my god!
Is gypsy out of the question too?
No, gypsy's a real thing. That's a thing.
But I've heard that's offensive too. Like if I call Tyson Fury a gypsy.
No,
it's offensive.
No.
He could call himself though the Gypsy King.
No. But listen. If you're an actual gypsy. Then you're a gypsy, but don't call someone else a gypsy.
No, I think you're supposed to call them travelers. I don't think you are supposed to call them gypsies.
Travelers, then hell, we all gypsies then.
Well,
no,
not like
gypsies,
them.
Gypsies don't have a certain home. They
really?
Move.
I call that homeless.
No, they have homes. They just move it off often.
The ex-heavyweight champ of the world. He's homeless. I can't call... The creepy people who used to do the St. Ambrose Carnival. I can't call them carnies.
No, huh? I don't believe carny is an appropriate term.
Carny is a rough life,
you have to find a different...
I got
to
tell you.
Can you stop using the word?
I'm terrified by those little fairs that drive over and stop off at churches.
Oh, listen to me.
I see them put them up together.
Yeah.
They're held by wood, just heavy pins in the ground.
Every once in a while.
How do you know that the ground... underneath the church is not real stable.
And Leroy, you know this, right? If you drive down Flamingo, like in Davie and Cooper City, there's a million different churches, temples, like whatever.
Yeah. Everybody got one.
And everyone's got one. And every so often, my son will be like, hey, why don't we go? I'm like, no. Because, no. I saw them putting that thing together. No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to get on a ride and get slung around by something that unfolds like Transformers.
Well, yeah. The you know, like when you go to a proper amusement park, like the Hulk, you're getting the vest over your head or something like
right.
that.
Oh,
yeah.
That you get that little seatbelt. Like,
well, they actually string. Do like safety
checks. It's not even
checks.
Good enough for a car.
Yeah.
Like what they put in a car has more support than what they're swinging you around upside down.
You get more
down
support. I get more support putting my son in a shopping cart than you get.
right.
At a carnival ride.
Like there's, listen. Anytime the guy that's putting the ride together either can't read or is too drunk to pass a sobriety test, I'm out.
Let's hit the headlines thing, because I got one more thing on carnies.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
You know who
can
is
you
King?
Stop using that damn word?
I'm Googling if carny is offensive.
Can you? Okay, well, until we determine that, can you stop saying it?
After this story. So I think the person who is King Carney is the one who could talk the best trash. Because the top carny gimmick is getting people to play the carnival games.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's like...
Oh, you got to be a salesperson.
What are you doing, wuss boy? Huh? Huh? What? Oh, can't... Afraid to embarrass your arm in front of your lady there? Can't win this teddy bear? And so it's like, oh, this guy's challenging my manhood. This carny is trying to get me down to his level so I spend $55 to win a $3 bear. That's King Carney.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
They wear the crown. The Crown is obviously.
I do the multiple player games at the fair.
Like what?
So, like the water shooting game,
yep.
The little horse game. So, I don't have to beat.
They're all rigged, by the way.
I don't have to beat the talker. I just got to beat the other people up here.
No, I like going.
And you know, there's always one horse. He got a little extra giddy up. Like, you scored him a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
He go like three steps. He's everybody else go two.
Yeah, he's a gimmicked horse.
Yeah.
Definitely. What do we got, Beast?
Got us getting in trouble is what we got. But it's okay. Today's the day.
Ain't us. Boss, you the boss.
The boss doesn't care today. So
I'm going to say we took it to the right people. He told us run with it.
Boys, 12 preseason games today. Are you jacked?
We ain't going to be able to see him.
Hold on. I'm Googling.
What are you Googling?
Is the politically...
Can you tell we're going to be here for like 9 hours?
Oh, that's right. You got the Conan.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to watch a football game.
Well, they have TVs, don't they?
Not where we're going to be. We're going to be getting liquored up and gambling.
Y'all get a room?
Hey, man, there is
no. Hey. Easy.
There's easy. Carney's acceptable.
I don't know. Have to dig into that. Hey, we got 12 preseason games today. Let's all get jacked up. Buccaneers at Dolphins. 7 o'clock tonight at the Rock.
You guys want to know what's called in Australia?
What?
A carny in Australia. It's called a showy.
Oh, well, let's go with that. Let's go with showy. That seems better.
Carny's so much
too close to shooey.
Showy seems better. I wonder if showies do shooies. They probably do. Bucks Dolphins. You can hear that on our sister stations, WQAM and 99.9 Kiss Country. How about that?
Oh, we got the FM feed, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
We go all
out. Preseason game?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Can't wait. Cephalo on the call. Joe Rose. Hey!
Oh, things are about to change with that, huh?
Little 55-yard line, baby. What? Huh? Did I say that? Touchdown Dolphins against
them? Very disrespectful.
Huh? What? Who?
Jimmy Cephalo is a staple in this market. How
he
dare
is,
you?
He is a staple.
Joe Rose caught Dan Marino's first touchdown, and you're besmirching them.
Greasy, Nat Moore and Dick Stockton on the TV broadcast, right?
Dick Stockton, the old goat, the old pro.
Greasy and Nat Moore getting into it.
Greasy, I love it. I love it, man. It's going to be a great preseason.
Do they hate
you? You know what's scary?
What's going on there?
Brian Greasy sounds exactly like his dad. Exactly like him.
Could be genetics. I don't know.
No. The very just few saying. Times you can have one guy that's 25, 30 years older than you, and you guys sound exactly alike.
Leroy, do you have your little PGA Championship leaderboard? Yeah, okay.
I'm watching it.
This look at the Masters leaderboard is brought to you by Edwin Watts.
It's not the Masters, it's the PGA, but you go.
Yeah, I wrote that wrong. I screwed that up. This look at the PGA leaderboard is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% back guarantee. And what do we got? We got some ties.
Well, we got three tied atop the leaderboard at 3 under par. It's kind of low scoring. Nobody's really low. Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas,
update.
And Stewart Cink.
Hit update. Ricky Fowler, I think, has just jumped out to a lead.
Let's see. Yep. Nope. Not yet.
Oh, okay, because on my screen, he's...
Because you're on TV.
No, I'm not on TV. I'm on the interwebs. He's 5 under through 17.
Okay, I'm only through 14. So.
Well, wait a minute. I'm relying on you to give the scores, and you're 3 holes behind.
I can only give the score that the internet will give me.
I mean, go to PGAtour.com.
I got -5 for Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell website are you using? Like AOL?
No, Golf Channel.
Golf Channel?
What?
You're using a TV channel as Golf Network for the leaderboard.
What are you doing?
How about you use the worldwide leader, ESPN?
Or PGA
Tour.
That's
what you use?
Yeah.
Or PGA Tour is really good.
Oh, here it is right here.
Oh, Jesus.
It.
You know why I like ESPN? Because I could sort by name and by score.
Oh,
that's exciting.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this over again.
Okay, yeah.
We have one leader at 5 under who leads by 2, so he's the only one going low.
That's Ricky Fowler.
And then you have 3 tied at 3. Austin Cook, Ian Poulter, who you can watch out for him, and Stewart Cink, who is old school, but he can still get it done. Remember him, he beat Tom Watson in the British Open.
Where's my...
Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas is tied for 5th at 2 under. Jason Day, Pat Perez, Hideki Matsuyama, Billy Horschel, Florida Gator, they're all at 2 under. If you're wondering where...
Yeah, LT Gray.
LT Gray struggled. He was +3 when I left the house. Ooh. He is now +1.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
My dark horse for this tournament was, what's the guy whose last name begins with a C? Kama something or other.
What?
Huh?
Caminary. I don't know. I don't know. I looked up. I went to some websites, and it seemed like he was going to really be in it. Huh?
Campillo?
No, that's not it.
Chappelle?
Cantlay, maybe?
Oh, Cantlay.
Is that it?
Oh, Cantlay. Yeah.
Patrick Cantlay?
Patrick Cantlay. Yeah. It's K-N-T-L-A-Y.
It's actually C.
Cantlay.
No, it's a C.
Definitely starts with a C. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy. Now, I will say this. If you have a dark horse,
yep.
This would be the major to have it on because there's been a ton of first-time winners. They usually win their first major as the PGA.
Well, it's because this is the last one, right? Everyone just kind of goes for the gusto or
no? No, that's not why.
That's usually what someone said to me yesterday.
Usually this is the lowest scoring one, so it opens up the field even more.
Mm.
Boys.
Yep.
When we come back.
Yep.
Football.
Football.
On the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes, young offensive tackle right there.
Dick Stockton back tonight, baby.
Hey, by the way, so before we came on, this is the Patrice Rushen version, not that Will Smith nonsense. Not the Wild Wild West.
Men in Black.
Oh, it is? She was on that too, though. She sang the background. But yeah, Patrice Rushen.
Mm-hmm. Great composer. What were you going to say about during the break?
So, we were talking about the Ocho. And I said to Tovin, you know what else? They had chess boxing.
Right.
Right. He goes, what? I said, yeah. I said, now I'm going to tell you how it worked. They box around and then go play chess. Box around, then go play some more chess. And they have the timer just like you playing chess.
Gotcha.
And you go, oh, I thought they were boxing on a chessboard.
Yeah.
Really? That's how your chess boxing would go?
Yeah, my chess boxing would be you have a guy who's the knight, and he can move like the knight, like three steps up and one step over. And then if he lands on the same shot as a pawn, then they fight. And whoever wins keeps the spot. That's a way better version of chess boxing.
Beast, by the way, if you have watched any of the Ocho last night,
yeah,
I mean, dumb. You saying what Tobin was dumb. Mm-hmm. I watched bottle flipping, a contest.
You don't think that's a way better version of boxing chess?
I watched some stupid game where five guys or six guys or seven guys surround a guy.
How would you feel if you were at a dinner party? And, you know, buddy asks you, hey, how are you? And you ask him, hey, what do you do? And he says, I'm a professional athlete. And you're like, oh, yeah, me too. You go, I was in the NFL for a little bit. What did you do? I was a chess boxer. How does the rest of this conversation go? Are you respecting him in the same atmosphere as you?
If you tell me you're a chess boxer, I'm not respecting you in either. I'm not respecting you. I'm not respecting you as a chess player or a boxer.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I have no answer on the carnies. It seems like everybody on our text line is in unison that it is okay to use the term carny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Although even one guy said carny was a great kicker in New Orleans.
That is true. Carny seems demeaning.
Really?
It doesn't. They work in a carnival.
Mm. 67974 if you work on a carnival.
I work for the NFL, and guess what they call me? Baller.
Not after the fumbles.
Oh, no. How devastated is Robbie going to be that Crocs is closing all manufacturing?
Well, the thing is, I read the whole story, and they're pretty much stocked for the entire year. So just because they've closed their factories doesn't mean they're out of Crocs.
Yeah, but I bet the camo one is like, is that limited edition? Like,
No. You should be. I mean, you ever been to like Bama, Tennessee? I mean, they're all wearing the camo Crocs. It's a high priced item.
All right, so football starts tonight.
Yeah, it does.
Very exciting. Ryan Tannehill back on a football field.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be slinging that pigskin all over the place. Got some people we're going to watch out for tonight. See if that offense, which has been kind of stinky during the the training camp, if it's any good. And, you know, look, the one thing with trading guys like Landry and Ajayi, you're going to get a full year of Kenyon Drake. Everybody seems very excited about him. You know, Frank Gore saying, I see why they traded Ajayi. So you got an exciting player there. And with Jarvis gone, someone's going to have to step up as getting the most catches on that wide receiver core. And it looks like I got some nice, exciting little players.
I think it'll be spread out more between tight end, Devontae, the new slot guy from New England.
Oh, yeah. That's
Amendola.
Right.
Amendola.
Yeah, you got Gesicki. Gesicki yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's all I'm looking forward to seeing tonight.
You got Kenyon Drake, who's going to do some stuff out of the backfield. So they'll spread it out a little more, and in fact, it'll help your quarterback when you have more than one guy to go to.
I saw Albert Wilson was like he expects to get snaps at running back.
Here's what they do with guys like Albert Wilson. They'll have a package for him. You know, they'll give it a fancy name, and basically he'll play every position from wide receiver to backfield, and they'll just run. They might run the same plays that they normally run, just move him around a little bit. Like, it's not a whole new offense.
Yeah, well, Gase did seem – I mean, I remember that press conference where he seemed very hesitant to put him in the box of slot receiver, that he doesn't see him as just a slot receiver, that they're going to move him all over the place. And they gave him a nice little deal to bring in here. I think, you know, he was in that high-powered Chiefs offense – really, really, but I think you bring him in here, you know, Danny Amendola is probably going to be the guy who's going to be that steady force that Jarvis was. But the thing with Danny has always been health. Like, he always shows up in the monster games, but you don't really feel great about counting on him for an entire season.
Yeah, but you have enough weapons offensively. You have a lot of guys who can make plays. Who's going to be the guy? Don't know. But do you have a lot of guys who have the potential or the ability to make plays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's exciting about, I think, the preseason. I guess maybe, you know, it's just that I think you're going to see who's going to step up in those roles. You know, like, are we going to get more of a taste on where things are going to lie, the hierarchy of how things go?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, even if Tannehill's going to only be out there for a few possessions, we get to see Brock Osweiler try and not be a disaster. We get to see if he's going to flourish. Yeah. And I think throughout that time, I feel like the depth is real enough that we'll still see recognizable names. It's not going to be like Joe Blow, who's never going to have a right. shot to play at all. I think there is still, in these games, opportunities for guys to really cement themselves as getting actual snaps in the year.
Let me tell you what I'm looking for. And this is what I look for when I played. Okay? Because you really don't know until you actually face it. I want to see how the offensive line works together to see if the mistakes they have are mental or are they physical. Because a guy could be in the right place, you still got to block the guy across from you. The other thing is, and I hope this for all offenses, here's how preseason works. At some point, you're going to have a team that's going to blitz you like crazy. If you don't pick it up, you will get blitzed. Every game you play. So that one series where the blitz comes, I hope they pick it up and have a big play. And then other teams look at it and say, look, we can't blitz them because they can make big plays. And we waited for it all preseason because you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
I hope Tannehill's gotten good at falling. I just hope it's nothing like – I hope Gesicki's not out there and he just lets somebody blow by him and Tannehill gets lit up. Like, that's all I'm hoping for. I don't want, like, one of the young guys get out there and just something shakes him for the rest of the year.
Because the young guys ain't going to be out there with Tannehill.
You don't think Gesicki is? He's been lining up first team the entire camp.
Okay, but he ain't going to be there to pass block.
Hope not.
He's getting
blown past by Fitzpatrick every practice.
Well, that's a mismatch anyway. Like, that's what I don't understand. You do realize when... If they put Fitzpatrick over the tight end ain't winning, right? So why are you so shocked when the tight end doesn't win?
I'm just worried that he's going to do something dumb out there, man, that's going to get Tannehill hurt. That's all I'm worried about.
He'll be all right because you know what they're going to do? They're going to put him in the game and run him down the middle of the field.
How much do you think he's going to play, Ryan?
Tannehill?
Isn't it like 14 or 15 plays or something like that?
I think first quarter.
So like that could be anywhere from like 2 to 3 series?
Yeah.
If it's 2 to 3 series, you're golden. Really? I mean, sometimes the Dolphins made it to the middle of the second quarter with 14 plays.
I'm curious to see how this backup thing shakes out, man. First of all, I got this game tonight in my Doom picks. I need to know who's going to have the ball last. I need to know whether or not it's going to be Osweiler at the end.
Damn you, Robbie. Look at us.
What?
We all giving a crap about things we could care less about.
I need this win. And I need to make sure. It's close.
Who picked Tiger?
Week two is a big week.
Somebody picked Tiger this week, didn't they?
Robbie did.
Yeah.
Because America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, America. That's right.
All right, well, America can't hit driver.
If they go Petty last, I feel good because I'm Team Petty. But if it ends up Fails last, I don't know. I mean, I like his arm sleeve tattoo, and that's great, and he's the young little project. But I don't feel like he...
I forgot Petty was still here.
Yeah.
Petty, man.
He doesn't really have a chance to be one of the guys.
Have a slim chance of making the team when, of all the talk... His name has not been mentioned.
No.
I mean, they say David Fails every day.
Yep. Fails, Osweiler.
And yes. Wasn't there talk of like bringing in another quarterback, like trading or something, Bridgewater or something? I don't know.
They kicked the tires on a lot of people.
I'm sure the Jets are going to probably end up trading Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to see Bridgewater try. They're going to try and have.
Yeah, their young quarterback's doing good.
Yeah, they're going to try and have Bridgewater ball out in the preseason. So somebody's like, what would you like for Teddy Bridgewater?
I mean, you think at that point people are going to really know if their quarterback sucks?
Yeah, I guess it either comes down to them knowing it sucks or somebody's getting hurt and he's going to have to be the parachute.
You're
going to
bring him in for a backup, you know?
Who are you going to bring in? Are you going to bring in Cavallari's husband? Dude sucks.
Cutler? No.
Not here.
Oh, you know what? I turn on my TV and see very Cavallari.
Yeah.
And I see Jay Cutler sitting at that kitchen table, and I'm like, he's not here.
Yeah, but I feel like he wants to be. I feel like he wants to get out of that house.
I just picture him going outside, sitting underneath the tree, smoking a cigarette, just chilling. He wants to do no work.
Do you think he's a golfer? I picture him as a golfer.
I could see it.
But just chain smoking.
I tell you one thing, he cheats at golf.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's just like, mulligan.
Ball.
Hey, you can't do that.
Ball lands in the rough, kicks it on the fairway.
There's no way that he's playing on the up and up.
I golf with a guy who, I'll just say, may or may not improves his lie on a consistent basis. Got to watch him. Look, I have a rangefinder to see how far I am, and then I immediately turn it over to my left or right to see what my playing companion is doing. And I say, hey, you know, these things could see everything.
You're like, show your feet. Show your feet.
No, it's not even that. I played with a guy one time where we found his ball, but he said he found his ball over there. He had dropped one out of his pocket. I'm like, yo, your ball's over here.
Hey, when's this game? So this game starts at what tonight? 7 o'clock?
Yep.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Rock.
That's when the tournament starts?
Yep.
They going to have it on here for us?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Need to make sure I can't be missing this stuff, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, I guess since I started doing this, I've had a little more interest in it just to have an idea of who's. But, man, I'm like, you're asking me to be interested in something I didn't have interest in when I played.
I know, man, when I played
football, I didn't care about preseason.
We've been talking about chess boxing. Like, I just want a little hit.
Hey, let me tell you. Chess boxing is ridiculous.
We're so going to overreact to 14 or 15 plays by the starters tonight.
I'm not. You are, and certainly Happy Gilmore over here, because that's what he does.
Hey, I'm telling you right now.
You can't wait.
If this Laramie Tunsil comes out and he stinks up the joint tonight, I'm busting
the tackles had a bad day the other day. Both of them.
I'm ready to sharpen up the old B word on him.
Let me explain something else to you about defense. You know, a lot of times during practice, it's called a, drill. So you may have 7-on-7.
I've heard of these drills.
9-on-7, right? And then you may have a period. And it's a passing period. Mm-hmm. You think the defenses are smart enough to know that it's only passing and they don't have to worry about the run?
You know this,
it puts the offensive lineman at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Listen,
that's cool. That's cool.
But
when you play defense, if you have to read a lot of stuff, it's not just like going after the passer, unless it's, of course, the down and distance dictates that.
You call him gas ass?
Gas mask.
I don't think you called him that, man.
I said gas mask boy.
I think you called him gas ass boy.
Hey.
Which is way different.
It's more describing me.
You should be calling nobody any name that includes the word ass with what you toting around. I'm going to just put that out there.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Events Center. Tonight, Jeff Conine Poker Tournament. Leroy and I will be participating in that, and it benefits.
Do you even know how to play poker?
I know the rules of it. The whole betting thing in terms of betting, not my thing. I'm looking to get knocked out early, though, man. You got me at your table? I'm taking a dive. All in on every hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's like checking and raising and all that jazz.
No.
Whatever, man.
You just know how to play like poker with grandma. Like y'all just.
That's all I know. I know five card draw. That's what.
It's not my thing. Gambling is not my thing. It's
no,
like,
no kidding. In fact, in Vegas, you would rather pay for drinks.
Yep.
I was like, where were we playing Hollywood?
I like being around it. Like I like being in the atmosphere.
We were playing Hollywood.
Yeah,
I like being. I look behind me, and they have like windows into the bar. So I'm looking at Tobin. He's sitting there drinking. I'm like, what are you doing? Nobody pays for drinks in Vegas. Get over here.
I liked playing the Hollywood. They had the dancing cheeks.
Yeah, but I could see the same cheeks.
Yeah, but you were focused on the dealer who was talking trash.
Oh, Beast, you've been to Vegas before,
of
right?
Of course.
And you do a little gambling.
Of course.
Have you ever had a dealer talk trash?
Of course.
No, not like this. This woman walked.
I mean, not like serious trash.
This woman walked over.
Snarky remark and stuff.
This woman came in. She was bobbing her head to the music. She saw I had a nice little stack. She said, ooh, I'm about to get that.
Like, which what? Normally, like, I feel like the dealer's job is to have a false sense of confidence in the play.
Right.
Like, I don't know. No, you'll get it.
Good luck. Good just luck.
Like, oh, I'm looking to bust you up.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. I just saw this on the Miami New Times. So Billy Corbin has a new documentary coming out on the Bain Lab.
Wow.
That's the new topic. It says Billy Corbin is going to debut a A-Rod Biogenesis Steroids Scandal documentary. It is debuting next month at the Toronto Film Festival. I'm into that.
So he already did it.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, he's been teasing that that raconteur has got a huge announcement coming up.
Oh, my God.
So that's it. How about that?
That is awesome. I am into that. Oh, we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of the Bain Lab.
You know what it's called?
What's it called?
Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball.
All right.
You know what's amazing, though?
It's not quite as catchy a title as Dogfight. Like, Dogfight's right. A way cooler title.
No, but questioning, you think, like, stuff that happened with A-Rod, now that he's with ESPN, you think new stuff's going to come out?
Well, it's certainly not going to be aired by ESPN. I'd imagine wherever it's going.
No, but I'm still, like, you know how people are.
The film festival describes Corbin's project as a true crime dramedy that explores how a fake doctor ended up selling the national pastime in A-Rod's career while a gang of Miami tanning salon aficionados scammed each other and MLB for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yep, that is Miami.
So Miami. Almost as Miami as that guy walking down the highway naked yesterday or whatever it was.
Hey, can I just tell you? I've been pretty low in my life. I could say, you know, I've been down and out. A lot of pain, laid in a bed for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And no point in time did I say, you know what? I'm feeling so bad right now, I'm just going to walk naked on the highway.
It's crazy. Like, I couldn't believe those pictures. Like, I almost don't believe them.
No, come on. I mean, it's Miami. If it was Topeka, you wouldn't believe it, but it's Miami.
I realize that. Like, we had actual zombies here. We had somebody eat somebody's face off.
Right.
I mean,
right. Like, we live in the headline.
We don't realize what a wild place we live in.
Man
sometimes.
On some drug eats another man's face. That's another thing. If I hate you more than I've ever hated a human being, ever. The last thing on my mind is I'm going to come up to you and chew your face off. Right? Think about that. I don't want no taste of you. I don't want you in my mouth. Nothing. Nothing. That's disgusting. I want it. I'm so mad at you right now. Look, I ain't never been so mad at somebody in a fight or anything like that that I wanted to bite them.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I want to see. I want to know who's like in this.
Drugs will do a lot.
The sketchy people that must be in this documentary must be fantastic. Just going about it. I want to know if they got. I want to see if they got the list. I wonder who's on that list. The client list.
Oh, I'm amazed and stunned. Leroy chances, thinks those drinks at the casino are free.
Chances Jose Canseco. Chances Jose Canseco makes a appearance.
Oh yeah.
You think just as like as an opinionist?
Yeah, just as like an expert.
Steroid expert?
Yeah.
Hey, think about this. I'm not saying they're free for me, because they were free this trip. But if you lose a couple hundred dollars, then the drinks aren't free. But guess what? Tobin does not gamble. He got his drink on to the point where he was shadow boxing. Yep. So his drinks were free.
Hey, man. I was just trying to have a good time. I don't know why I got to get judged for it.
You're not getting judged. It just took me, you know.
It took you back. I understand.
Periodically, some people you're close to do something. You got to step back, reevaluate the situation, and say, "Oh, no problem. We good."
Texter writes in, "Why is Kenny still slept on? Wasn't he the beast in New Orleans? Tannehill can't make an accurate 25 to 40 yard pass to make him a real threat." Here's the thing: why I disagree with this texter. Tannehill's top season got Kenny Stills paid. Kenny Stills had a good year with Ryan Tannehill. It went down a little bit. It went down a little bit last year. Jay Cutler is quarterback. I think the thing with when I say I'm not excited to see Kenny Stills or not mentioning him amongst everybody, it's kind of like, you know, like amongst the Heat. Does anybody ever have a complaint with Josh Richardson?
No, you know what he can do.
Know what Kenny Stills is. I don't have any worries about Kenny Stills. I know what Kenny Stills is awesome at. I don't really expect to watch tonight's game and say, Kenny Stills is going to catch bombs. And even if he did, I don't know if I'm jumping MSC for it, because that's what Kenny Stills does.
You know what's amazing to me? How people, like that comment about hitting Kenny Stills and this and that. I mean, do people actually know what Ryan Tannehill's percentage is throwing the ball down the field?
No.
You'd be shocked. But for some reason, because some moron wrote Ryan Tannehill doesn't have a good deep ball without looking at what the actual numbers are, then people just run with it.
Here's the word.
By the way, that's a low percentage throw as it is.
Right. That doesn't matter. Somebody wrote that Ryan Tannehill sucks at it, and people run with it without knowing the truth.
What do you think of this, Leroy? Like, as far if we were to have a real legit concern about Ryan Tannehill, not a talent thing, what I'd worry about is, he is coming off that injury. Mm-hmm. He's wearing a big old brace. And if the line does suck, I don't want this to be a situation like
lame duck standing back there
2013 where he's getting plastered left and right.
You know what? Believe it or not, the thing – I'm not even worried about that with Ryan Tannehill. I'm worried about, can they get an offense where everybody has the ability to be consistent? And what I mean is that, look, if we get positive yards on first down, we're still in our offense. You see what I'm saying? If we lose 3 yards on first down, now we're into a part of our game that where we don't want to be, where we're pushed into a situation where we have to throw the ball. I wanted the passing game to be a part of the offense. I don't want it to be the offense.
The speed of the passing game. So the Big Lead just released their take on the top 50 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Tannehill, number 34, not even the top 32.
From?
There are backups that are ahead of him.
Well, this is
going into the season.
From last year.
But it takes into account what they are capable of doing this season.
Are capable of doing? Get actual stats. Go 2 years ago.
He is below Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold.
Go 2 years ago.
Listen, man, they're just projecting. They're not going to the past. They're so projecting the future.
Really? So now. Let's get this right.
Throwing it out there.
We are now going to what some moron wrote about projected stats when we have actual numbers to support what we're trying to say.
I think moron's a bit strong, no?
No, it's a moron.
I
if it's a moron, you're going to rank Ryan Tannehill the 34th ranked quarterback and throwing whatever pass, you're a moron.
I think it's funny, too, because, like, I'd imagine on this list, like, Eli Manning is probably way ahead of him. And it's like Eli Manning was told to leave his team and end a huge streak last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I think everybody here is pretty excited to have Tannehill back. Nobody's going to be in a position where they want him off and ostracized from the team. Also, are you you're telling me he's below Blake Bortles?
You know what? I didn't look for Bortles, but I will. Let me
ask you a question.
Let me know where double B's on that list.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was Tannehill throwing to OBJ?
No, I don't believe that he was.
Was Tannehill throwing to Julio Jones?
No.
Was Tannehill even throwing to Jordy Nelson?
No. Case Keenum's ahead of Tannehill. Eli.
Who was he throwing to? He had two receivers over 1,000 yards.
Eli is number 24.
Case Keenum had two receivers over 1,000 yards.
Somebody says broken record. Blake
Bortles. You ready?
What?
Number 28.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Bortles sucks, man. Broken record Leroy defending Tannehill like he's Jesus in cleats. Newsflash, Jerry Rice was.
I'm not defending Ryan. Like, I don't understand why you guys think I'm defending somebody because I won't let people just say random stuff that's not accurate.
He's fine.
Right? Like, okay, what is... Here, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
While we trash our quarterback, what do you think the best percentage rate in passes over 25 yards is?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to go 40%.
40%?
No. I'm going...
Crack, like, baby.
I'm going like 30.
If that. Can you...
So now I got to look up...
No.
I got to look
Beast
up your
can,
stat.
Beast can do it.
You want me to do more work?
I thought you were coming in with it in a holster, like you knew.
Yeah, like, come on.
No, I'm watching golf. What do you think? Come on.
You can't even get that right. You're like 7-9.
I thought this was going to be your emphatic standpoint. Like, you were going to be like, do you know?
I used to have those stats locked and loaded, but unfortunately, you guys still didn't believe me.
Somebody says, I'll trade you Tannehill for Bortles. I'm telling you right now, if Tannehill was the quarterback of the Jaguars, I mean... I would be so excited. I would be thrilled. Bortles, you realize that how far they got in spite of him. Crazy. It's crazy. You got some heat things out there. Rumors out there.
Oh,
the rumor mill is moving strong.
And also some Cleveland team petty.
I'm going to get some stats, too.
Next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.